Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about exploding the myths of tradition. Have you noticed that whistleblowers are coming out of the woodwork lately? There are many people who've wanted to tell you what they really knew was going on, and now the energies of our times and the internet are supporting them in doing so. So find out some of the highlights of what's being revealed now. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that I'll be speaking at the 999 activation of the Ohm Crystal in Mount Shasta, California. That will be September 7th through the 10th in Mount Shasta, and I'll be talking about the astrology of the event and teaching how to go to fifth dimension. We'll do several things to raise our vibration before we activate a special crystal at 999 as part of the preparation for the ascension process. So maybe you're one of the ones who agreed to return to activate it. If you're interested in learning more, go to violetstar.com and click on the link for 999 activation in Mount Shasta, and that's violetstar.com. And I also want to let you know that I'll be speaking in Ashland, Oregon on Saturday, September 12th. I'm giving two talks at the Rogue Valley Metaphysical Library. From 4:30 to 6 p.m., I'll be talking about astrology's economic forecast, creating a sustainable economy. And from 7:30 to 9 p.m., I'll talk about 10 keys to thriving during our economic changes. There's more information on my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. So, what's up in the heavens? Have you noticed any frustration, anger, or electrical type failures? We've been in some energy management cycles which have been rather challenging. The first cycle of Mars square Saturn is in range now through August 22nd, and it peaked on August 10th. This cycle can feel frustrating because everywhere we turn, we may discover obstacles or delays with what we want to accomplish. Essentially, we're trying to go off in too many directions at once, and we need to stop and focus. So until we do so, we encounter obstacles and delays. So get a plan together with the actions that you're going to take and in what sequence. And after that, you'll get the green light to move forward. This cycle can also suggest energy management issues on a big scale, meaning there could be not enough energy for the Earth. This could include power outages or not enough power to cover all the cooling needs of summer. The more you can conserve energy usage, the better for everyone. Now, that cycle is also paired with the cycle of Mars square Uranus. This is the cycle that often indicates explosive energy and even too much electrical energy. Last Saturday, my old television started arcing, which, of course, destroyed the TV. Then I turned on a lamp and the switch started smoking. Those are examples of too much electrical energy. Your computers could also be in danger with these energies, so make sure they're protected. This cycle is occurring now through August 28th and it peaks on August 18th. It's been in range since August 8th. This is a good time to get some extra exercise too so that you don't explode. It's easy to do that with these energies. Anger, even extreme anger and rage, are much more common with this type of cycle. And it's what we're seeing with a lot of the town hall meetings this summer for the healthcare issue. It's better to get the extra exercise than to explode. Now, tomorrow, August 15th, is an especially challenging day for these issues. It works a lot better to get these extra exercise. So, Also, these energies can be dangerous in terms of machinery or having accidents. So don't drive if you're upset, because you could create a serious accident. Beginning today, August 14th, Mercury also gets into this mess. Mercury conjunct Saturn, opposes Uranus, and squares Mars. This cycle stays in range through at least August 24th, and certain parts of it last even longer. These cycles are dangerous for driving. You may encounter road rage, unexpected obstacles, or severe weather. So be alert out there. These cycles are also dangerous for your computer and any type of electrical equipment for that matter. Any of it can decide to blow up or just stop working. Now, these cycles are also pretty exciting for communications in general. You're likely to hear even more frustration and anger being expressed. This may be due to old ideas or beliefs getting blown apart. This is a good time to practice patience and flexibility. And Mercury conjunct Saturn peaks on August 17th next week. Mercury opposite Uranus peaks on August 21st next Friday. And Mercury square Mars peaks on August 25th. Now, at nearly the same time as the cycles I just mentioned, we also get three other positive sets of cycles, all involving Mars. Yes, August is pretty much a Mars festival of activity. The first of these three cycles is Mars trine Jupiter. This cycle is associated with taking inspired and fortunate actions, which can lead to very positive outcomes in the future. It could take some extra time for the results to come through because Jupiter's retrograde at the moment, but whatever fortunate actions you take now will pay off downstream. Get your plan together first, though. This cycle peaked this week on August 13th, but it stays in range through August 24th, so you still have time to take advantage of it. The second cycle, Mars trine Chiron, is related to releasing old wounds, traumas, anger, resentment, grudges, etc. So if you find yourself getting angry about something during this period, chances are good that the incident reminds you of an old wound you have. So this is an opportunity to release and heal it. This can also relate to healing physical pain and traumas, particularly related to the muscles, blood, adrenals, and the head. Mars trine Chiron is in range through August 24th, and it peaks on August 18th next week. Now, the third of these positive Mars cycles is Mars trine Neptune. Now, this cycle is in range now through August 26th, and it peaks on August 17th. This cycle can be known for dissipating our energy and focus, but it can be wonderful for activities that involve flow, imagination, or anything spiritual or inspirational. If you have activities that you like to do outdoors, this is usually a great time to do it, although we've had a little bit of rain here lately. But even something simple like bike riding, roller skating, canoeing, kayaking, or swimming are all excellent activities to do with this cycle. And if you can't do these types of activities, see an action movie that inspires you. If you use this energy well, it will help you take those fortunate actions and heal traumas or pain that you've had from the past. So remember, this cycle stays in range through August 26th, so there's time to take advantage of it. And we have yet another Mars cycle. This is Sun sextile Mars. The cycle's in range now through August 26th, and it peaks on August 17th. It's strongest now through August 22nd. The cycle is associated with the opportunity to have a lot of energy and, of course, to use that energy to take fortunate actions. Now, while that's going on, we also have the Sun opposite Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune. These three cycles can indicate confusion related to a leader's expansive vision. This is what's going on with President Obama's health care initiative. There are some easy ways around this mess, though. So if you're working on an expansive vision, you have help, and so does he. These cycles peak beginning today on August 14th through the 17th, and they stay in range through August 22nd. Now, I want to remind you that we're back into earthquake season again. Beginning back on July 30th through October 28th, we're in the middle of Saturn opposite Uranus. This cycle peaks for the third of five times on September 15th. So now is the time to get prepared for the unexpected. Did you see that Asia's already had earthquakes and severe typhoons this week? If you live in an area that's subject to earthquakes like I do, volcanoes, tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, or major fires, spend some time preparing for a potential emergency. Add a few items each week so that you can stock up a bit. Be sure you have extra batteries, flashlights, blankets, water, food that doesn't need cooking, or a camp stove with cooking supplies. Remember, these earthquakes can be physical ones with the earth, but they can also be economic, political, or personal ones as well. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can now sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's still free, and it's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. No more trying to take notes or remembering to go to the website each week. Just the simple process of registering for it. To do so, go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. The link will be under What's New on the left side. Get signed up today. Now, holy cow, have you heard what the whistleblowers are telling us these days? When we come back after this short break, I'll be talking about exploding the myths of tradition. I'll report on some of these things. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Transform your looks and your life with Kat James' Total Transformation Teleprogram. Learn the core modules of the truth about beauty, shedding, feeding, cultivating, and living beauty. Save time and money with Live As You Learn pacing and no life disruption. Teleprograms make perfect follow-up or prep for Kat's 5-day Mountain Chalet programs. Go to informedbeauty.com or call 877-54-TOTAL. Next program starts August 27th. Visit informedbeauty.com.
Did you know Greek-Gods yogurt is a much better source of calcium than milk is? One cup of yogurt contains 450 milligrams of calcium versus only 300 milligrams for the same amount of milk. Not only that, but the probiotic bacteria present in yogurt provides an ideal environment for calcium. Eat 3 servings of yogurt a day to help build and retain strong bones. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from 5 continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Do you feel overwhelmed by fear and anxiety? Do worry, stress, and insecurity keep you stuck? Join Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Fear and Anxiety Workshop, October 17th and 18th in Seattle. Release stored emotions from your cellular memory and access your true potential. Imagine what it would be like to break through these blocks and live truly self-empowered. Visit CellularWisdom.com for a special offer or call 866-907-MIND.
Radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, talking about exploding the mist of tradition. Have you noticed that whistleblowers are coming out of the woodwork lately? There are so many things coming out now. It's incredible. So today I'm going to cover some of the amazing stories that are being revealed. And I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Okay, now first of all, I want to mention that I chose this week to reveal these stories because the energies were screaming for a show about topics like this. So we're going to go off into what may be unknown territory for you. Or you may have already encountered some of this information, and if you're anything like me, you may still be flabbergasted by some of it. I first want to mention a video that was made on July 25th, not long after the longest eclipse of this century. The video is of Bob Dean at the European Exopolitics Summit in Barcelona, Spain. I encourage you to go look at this video, which is quite amazing. To see this video, go to ProjectCamelot.org and scroll down under What's New on the left side. Look for July 30th for Bob Dean's video under their July 30th entry and click on his name. That will take you to the YouTube video. I'm also including the direct link in my What's Up in the Heavens for this week. And you can sign up to receive my What's Up in the Heavens on my website at askmadeline.com, and it'll send you an email as soon as you register to receive it with the information. Now, Bob Dean had an impressive story to tell about working in the NATO Supreme Headquarters Operations Center outside of Paris, France. It was news to me, but he tells about a time in the early 1960s when large numbers of circular metallic craft flying in formation at a high rate of speed, at a very high altitude, flew out of Russian airspace across Europe, then turned north over the English Channel and disappeared off of NATO's radar over the Norwegian Sea. Now, he says that on February 2nd, 1961, World War III nearly began because everyone's fingers were poised over the red buttons ready to start a nuclear war. The supreme commander in NATO decided that he'd had enough of this, and apparently it had happened before, so he ordered an investigation to find out who was flying these aircraft and what they were here to do. The investigation showed that there were four groups of extraterrestrials that had been visiting the Earth for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. They were not hostile and did not appear to be a military threat. The information in this report completely changed everything he knew about life, and it changed him forever. And what he learned was that not only are we not alone, but we have never been alone. Bob Dean brought with him photos from NASA. Now, this is what makes this video a must-see. He starts by showing photos from the Apollo moon missions. These photos were taken by the astronauts, and Japan bought copies of every single photo taken by NASA for a sizable amount of money. NASA actually destroyed many of these photos, although some of them were snuck out. But they continue to live on in Japan in the Japanese Space Agency, which released these original photos from NASA. He starts by showing some of the photos of the earliest Apollo missions. It turns out that the Apollo missions to the moon were monitored all the way there and all the way back by other spaceships. There are photos of several different types of spaceships taken on their way to the moon and back, and even some while they were on the moon. But finally, we're shown a photo from Apollo 13 on their way to the moon, which has not one, not two, but three spaceships in the photo. Now, you can see the moon in the background. The first spaceship is circular with a large dome on top. The second ship appears to be a circular disk, but the third one is 5 miles long. Can you imagine that? 5 miles long. Well, that one surprised me, but it was nothing compared to the photos he showed from the Voyager expedition to Saturn. Now, why did Voyager go to Saturn? Bob Dean says that there was strange stuff going on in the rings of Saturn and the moons of Saturn. So, NASA wanted to know what was going on out there. The first photo he shows from Saturn has a large circular object, which he said is larger than the moon. It moved among the rings of Saturn in a purposeful manner and was self-illuminated. Now, the diameter of the moon is almost 2,160 miles. He estimated that the inside of the ship had a minimum of at least 7,000 to 8,000 people. Then he shows a picture of a very long spaceship. It's so long that it's over 2,000 miles long, and it's at least 400 miles wide. He called this an electromagnetic vessel from a Type II civilization, and that was based on Michio Kaku's definition and descriptions of different types of civilization, which says that ours is a 00. This vessel was suspected of creating the rings of Saturn. But Bob Dean says they have to consider the possibility that the vessel may be mining the rings of Saturn. This video has other interesting photos too, including a Mariner photo from Mars that was taken of a spaceport or base on the equator of Mars. Now that was interesting enough in itself. But as Bob Dean was finishing up, a guy named Henry Deacon took the stage and told Mr. Dean that he had been on Mars. I was pretty startled by that, even though I had heard rumors of it quite a few years ago about missing scientists who had gone to Mars. But never in my wildest dreams could I imagine someone working there and then coming back to tell about it. Now, Carrie Cassidy from Project Camelot said they had an interview of Henry Deacon on their site at projectcamelot.org. This site has a lot of whistleblower information on it, and there's a lot of good material. So I went to their site to check out Henry Deacon's written interview and two updates. Now, Henry Deacon was a Livermore physicist, and he has some very interesting stories. Now, in that interview, he tells how he got to Mars via what is essentially a stargate or a wormhole, which transports you to Mars in no time at all. I've always thought that these science fiction shows had more truth than fiction in them. So here we are, finding out that there really could be stargates here on Earth to other planets and even other star systems, and they're purportedly in use. Henry Deacon also mentioned something in the interview that I found very interesting. He tells how his work group was told about 911 hours before it happened. Now, there's a silver bullet in there somewhere. I was particularly interested in this because back when it happened, I sent in an email update telling how the astrological chart for 9/11 showed that the real attackers were very highly regarded political and business leaders, people we would never suspect. And recently, the organization Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth put out the information that quite a lot of residue of a highly explosive form of thermite was found in the dust from the Twin Towers and the Building 7. Now, the only way this could have occurred would be from a controlled demolition of the buildings. I strongly encourage you to check out the website of www.ae911truth.org. That's ae911truth.org. That site is from architects and engineers who have found compelling scientific evidence that the 911 towers could not have been brought down by just two airplanes. Okay, we've talked about spaceships, even 2,000-mile-long space vessels, stargates, bases on Mars, and 9/11. Are you still with me, or are your circuits already blown? Now I want to mention another topic that is fortunately being blown apart as I speak. This is the flu virus, H1N1, or formerly called the swine flu. First of all, Project Camelot at projectcamelot.org has an audio interview with Dr. Bill Daigle on July 18th this year, who has researched this flu along with others. Just scroll down on the right side of the home page to July 18th for the link. He says the virus has rapidly mutated into a much stronger virus, and the vaccinations that will be offered will not only be harmful to people who take them, but also they cannot help as they won't be for the right strain of the virus. But in addition to that, here is something that was posted on the homepage of projectcamelot.org from July 21st. Now, remember, that was the date of the longest eclipse of this century, and it states, on today's Whistleblower Radio, the Camelot radio show, we featured Jane Burgermeister with four other guests. A fifth contributor called in, Burke Elder Hale. Elder reported that he had been personally told by a senior biochemist at a leading pharmaceutical company that an aerosol precursor has been put into the air, and almost everyone has breathed it into their lungs. The biochemist states that the vaccines to be administered in the fall will be activated when the constituents come in contact with the aerosol precursor in the body and will cause a rapid spread of the H1N1 influenza A virus. This biochemist is very upset about the matter, to say the least, and he is a very reliable source that needs our utmost protection. Now, they believe that information is credible and urgently requires further investigation. So my word of caution to you is to be sure you do not take the flu vaccine and don't allow your children, elderly parents, or grandchildren to take it either. Remember to stock up on a silicoxinum and miracle mineral supplement, both of which can take care of this or any other flu. Now, we've covered a lot of territory in 12 minutes, but I've just scratched the surface of what's out there. My congratulations to anyone who's still with me after I exploded so many myths. It's time for all of us to wake up, and I hope you're still with me. Now, after this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
How many times have you said, I need to quit smoking? And how many times have you tried to quit smoking only to fail? How many times a day are you smoking and wishing you weren't? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help you to become smoke-free for life. Take on the habits of a non-smoker, not an ex-smoker. Our clients tell us they simply lose the desire for the cigarette, become stress-free and relaxed, lose or maintain weight at the same time, and effortlessly take back control. Andy Castle quit his 15-year smoking habit and has been smoke-free for over a year. Jane Penrod quit smoking after smoking 3 packs a day for 50 years. Yes, it works. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit your2feet.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Gerwick.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And remember, if you have a personal question, I need your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after I take your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your major challenge. So, Mike, do we have some callers? Do we have Mike there?
Yes, we do. We've got Mark calling from Seattle.
And okay.
Mark was born December 11th, 1951. He was born at 9:01 a.m., and he was born in Yakima, Washington.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Madeline.
Hi, yeah. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm just wondering how my love life's going to look like in the next...
Okay, how your love life is looking. Has something unexpected happened lately? Did you have perhaps a new encounter or something fun happen?
Oh, yes and no. Nothing really serious, though.
Nothing really serious. Okay.
No.
And what is your love life situation at the moment?
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 0.
Well, it looks like you had a little fun time perhaps this week or last week. Did somebody pop up?
No, not really. No.
Not really. Oh, okay. Did you get some unexpected money in by any chance?
No, not really.
Uh-oh. Maybe pushing stuff away here, huh? Let's see. Just looking at your cycles right now, you have Venus going through your area of relationships. So it is possible that in the next month you could encounter somebody who would show up.
Okay. That
is a possibility.
Okay.
But I should tell you that if you do encounter somebody who shows up, they may not be there for the long term. They may just be there to what I call change your vibration a bit, meaning that they come in, you do some fun stuff with them, you have a good time, and then perhaps they move on in their life to someplace else. They might be in a different location or something like that, but you had this fun time together, so it's like it shows you what's possible to have.
Okay.
And so it's a little bit like going to the carnival. You know, you go
okay.
to the carnival, you have a fun time.
Yeah.
Then the carnival moves on.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So,
oh, man.
So, it might not hang around. That's a possibility. It might not hang around for a long
okay.
time. But it could definitely, some fun could show up.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So does that help at all? Maybe not
yes,
as much
does.
As you would like.
No.
Okay.
Can I change my
change your what?
my birth date or my size?
If you were a company, you could do that. But unfortunately, us humans are not so lucky.
All right. Thank you very much,
Matt. I will tell you this. You are looking for somebody unusual.
Yeah.
And this could, you know, so the more unusual you are in yourself, the easier it will be to attract that person to you.
Okay.
You take
care.
Thank you for calling in, Mark.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am. And we have another caller. We have Mari on the line, and she was born February 13th, 1965, at 6 a.m.
Wait. February, what was it? 13th, 1965? Okay, and what was her time?
Her time of birth was 6 a.m.
6 a.m., okay.
And she was born in Tama Gray. That's T-U-A-M.
T-U-A-M.
G-R-A-Y.
G-R-A-Y.
Ireland.
Ireland, wow. Very cool. Okay, now I am having a hard time finding this place in Ireland. Spell it for me one more time.
Actually, we've got Mari on the line. Mari,
oh,
did I misspell it?
I don't know.
No.
Okay, tell me.
Madeline.
Hi, how do you spell it?
Hey, and it's 1955, by the way, not 65.
Oh, thank you. That's important. And February 13, 1955. Okay. And where were you born?
Tuam. T-U-A-M.
T-U-A-M.
T-R.
T-R.
No, G-R, like in goat. G-R.
Oh, G-R.
A-N.
A-N.
E-Y.
E-Y. So T-U-A-M-G-R-A-N-E-Y.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
I still do not come up with that town here. Tell me the next closest one.
Scariff. S-C.
Okay.
A-R-I-F-F, as in Frank. Two F's.
Okay. Okay. That one shows up. Thank goodness.
Okay,
and I apologize for the other one not being in my computer. I don't know
problem.
They missed that town. Okay.
It's too small, probably.
That's possible. It is possible. So what's your question for me?
So my question is regarding, you know, finances. I've been told that I'm sitting on the fence, and I don't know if that's something that I'm just unwilling to, you know, there's a part of me that's unconsciously unwilling to take action or whatever. So I wonder if you see something here for me.
Right.
Please.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So just from your birth chart, you are being asked, your constant test, should I say, in terms of money is choosing either fear or faith.
Yeah.
So when you choose faith, things flow a lot easier. And when you're in fear, it shuts things down.
Okay.
And it can be very, very unconscious. We can think to ourselves, oh, we're not in fear, but our guts, man, can really be like, are you crazy? Of course we're in fear. Where's the money coming from? You know. And
okay.
So you really have to check in with your body in order to know whether or not you're in fear. Now, the last few years have been a little bit challenging because you've had some confusion about, you know, kind of, you know, perhaps who you are, what your identity is, you know, what you're planning to do, a lot of things like that. Right now, you're kind of in a healing mode. Have you had any health crises?
No.
That's good. That's good. That tells me that you're probably using that energy for healing, and that's very, very important.
Okay.
So I would recommend, have you done any work with prosperity training or anything like that?
Well, you know, I've done some on my own with self-help books and stuff, and I've kind of,
Well, here's my recommendation for you, because when you have this, and I had this particular setup as well, okay. where I had to always be, you know, choosing fear or faith. And I found for myself that I could read these books and I could learn it mentally, but it wasn't enough for me to shift.
Yeah, I understand, yes.
So, you know, I ended up taking prosperity training, and I took it. I ended up taking it over a period of 5 years. And I discovered when I took prosperity training that it takes fairly constant and regular focus. So one of the good reasons for me to take the prosperity training was that every week I got on a phone call about it and remembered, oh, yeah, I've got to focus it this way instead of the other way. It was a huge help for me. Now, Polaris is going to offer its Eight Keys Prosperity Training starting October 7th. That's a program that lasts for 8 months, and it's one class each month, followed 2 weeks later by a group coaching session, which is very helpful for helping you to integrate the actual tools that we teach.
Okay.
So you might look at that. You might look at other prosperity training programs out there. But I would find yourself some way to take prosperity training. Your money will come back to you very, very quickly. I know when I first started taking prosperity training, it was November. I didn't even have any money to buy gifts with. And I think at that time it was $300 or something like that. And I decided I was going to take it just because I didn't have enough money. And within 2 or 3 weeks, I had thousands of dollars. So it can pay off very, very quickly.
I see
I'm out of time, and I'm sorry to rush you off here, but thank you for calling in, and good luck with that situation.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now, when we come back, bye-bye. Now, when we come back from the short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com. Or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunts on The Dr. Pat Show.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at umelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-5521. 1370.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the day. Also, just a quick reminder that if I didn't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Mike, do we have some callers?
Yes, we do. We have Angie, and Angie was born December 8th, 1964. She was born at 12:50 p.m., and she was born in Everett, Washington.
Hi, Angie. Do we have Angie?
Yes. Angie's on.
Oh, hi, Angie. Glad you're there.
Tell me
what your question is.
I'm just wondering about my love life and work.
Your love life and work. Okay. Right. And what's happening in your love life and work at the moment?
Well, I'm just wanting to know just where it's standing. I have a fairly new person in my life, so I don't know how long it will be or how short it might be. So
okay. All right. Let me tell you what's happening with that. Actually, quite a lot is happening with that. First of all, you are undergoing a very major change in yourself and your identity of who you are. And so
okay.
you're actually, what I would say, liberating yourself in some way to becoming more of who you really are and truly want to be.
Okay.
So this changes your vibration. You're the type of person who would be attracted to you. Now, is
okay.
the person that recently came into your life, is this somebody who's perhaps different in some way from previous relationships?
More understanding, yes.
More understanding. Okay, good. Now, the second thing that's happening is that you've been undergoing some challenges, or I should say some transformational changes in terms of the structures in your life, and particularly, work and, day-to-day health could perhaps be in there too, day-to-day types of things in your daily life. Have you noticed any changes there?
I recently moved under a lot of stress because I'm still in school. I'm trying to redo what I was doing before. So I'm going into a totally different direction as far as work goes, and that's why I'm calling to see if that would be successful as well.
Oh, okay. And what is your new line of work?
Hopefully it'll be something to do with building and sustainability.
Oh, excellent. That's great. Your chart shows that you have a major career shift going on at this time that perhaps started, last year sometime?
That's correct.
Okay. And,
that's when I was fired.
What's that?
I said that's when I was fired and went back to school.
Okay, I see. Well, this is actually a perfect opportunity for you to transform your career through school and education and to, work in some area that is related to sustainability. Now, have you got something in mind that you're focused on already?
Yeah, I do a little side job with that's in conjunction with Seattle City Lights. It's called 3 Degrees.
Okay. And how does that tie into sustainability?
It's working with and communicating to people how they can change their lifestyles to become more sustainable. And that
is more efficient. I love that you're doing something to communicate to people about sustainability. That is absolutely perfect. And next year, it looks like, which is not that far away, by the way. Next year is only, what, about 5 months away.
Exactly.
Let me tell you when this is going to be most active. I mean, my computer will let me do it. Always a question. Okay, let's see here. This is probably going to happen. This is going to be very strong in January and February of next year. And probably it'll come back. It'll be real strong again, like in June, July, that kind of time frame. Again, and this is going to dance around for a while. This will be you transforming your mental nature, and part of that will be you using your communication skills to talk about sustainability to people.
So I would
do everything you can to improve your speaking skills in any way you can, even if it's something simple like joining Toastmasters.
Okay.
It's a relatively inexpensive group with excellent, excellent training, and there are hundreds of Toastmaster groups all over, in Western Washington. So you could probably easily find one for your area at a time that's convenient for you. And I'm afraid that's all the time I have for today, but thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. If you would like more money to flow to you, clean your stove and oven. I know this sounds crazy, but it works. In feng shui, your stove is your creative center, and it represents not only what you're cooking at work and in your life, but the money you receive from it. So keep it cleaned up and in top working order. When you cook, be sure you cook with some pans on the back burners. That represents the projects you have on the back burner at work. And be sure you use all your burners when you cook over the course of a few days. This ensures that you're cooking on all burners. And that brings in more money. And you can also put up a mirror over your stove that reflects your burners, which is doubling it, basically. So you can increase your money that way, too. But if you do that, just be sure that your burners and your stovetop are clean before you do that. Otherwise, you'll be creating more chaos. So enjoy cooking and making a lot more money. Now, next Friday on August 21st, my show will be about timing your fall projects for success. We have some tricky cycles ahead this fall, so I'll give you some tips for how to time your projects to maximize your success. This show will help you navigate our uncharted waters ahead. And I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. In the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to get one of the last 2009 Good Timing Guides and newsletters or pre-order your 2010 Good Timing Guides, which will be in next month. So you can work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back for the rest of the year. Or you can call us toll-free to order or arrange a consultation at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick. bringing you cosmic connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.